It's a complaint all too familiar among convenience store owners in western New York. Cigarettes sold on native territory costing dollars cheaper because they're not subject to the same taxes on sales off the reservations. An association representing approximately 6,500 stores throughout Ontario says their situation is quickly getting worse. Dave Bryans is CEO of the Ontario Convenience Stores Association, based in Oakville. He explains that every year they conduct an unscientific study, collecting butts from high-traffic smoking areas and studying the subtle markings to identify how many illegal smokes are on the streets. They've noticed an 8% increase this year.
In 2014, I believe it was 22%. In 2015, it was 24.6%. And a shocking number this year of 32.8%. So it's a continual growth line, even though our political masters say they're doing something to fix it.
Bryans suggests government officials are fearful of upsetting native interests, but he says native shops are not the only source. Many contraband cigarettes are being smuggled into Canada from places like Messina and the Thousand Islands.
It was always the biggest problem at one time, and I've always said it when, you know, we've talked to our American counterparts, and they don't seem to care that they're making them and delivering to us. They'd only care if we were making them and delivering them to them. So it's not an issue to New York State that they're actually trying to flood the Canadian market.
Bryans says there are now about 2,000 fewer convenience stores in Ontario than 10 years ago, and he fears stores will be at an even further disadvantage in 2017 when a ban on menthol takes effect in Ontario. And he suggests what is happening with tobacco will also become a problem with another product, marijuana, which Canada is slowly moving toward legalizing. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.